We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Later in the hour, Dr. Joel Fish explains what it's like when you have a winning attitude.
That's right.
And how you develop one versus losers like Carson Wentz. But on the line with us right now from Odyssey, man, I love talking to this guy because he knows his stuff. The great Brian Baldinger. Hi, Baldy.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
I'm thrilled. 2-0, Baldy. Things are going well. And I just thought to start this, you could give us a little insight into the performance, especially the first half of Jalen Hurts on Monday night.
Well, I mean, in a word, Angelo, it's pretty much flawless. I mean, if you just had like check marks you wanted to put, I mean, you complete your first 11 passes, you throw your first touchdown pass, 53 yards right over the defense's head, right read to Quez Watkins, 2-minute drill at the end of the half to go get a field goal in less than a minute. Just two rushing touchdowns, saw the field very, very well, spread the ball around. When things weren't there, he took off and threw accurate throws to Dallas Goedert on the sidelines. I mean, it was pretty much, if you said, okay, let's have the perfect game plan and let's execute it for 30 minutes. That's what he did.
Right. Is that part of the maturation process? Are we seeing a guy in his third year, Brian, evolve now into who he can be in the NFL?
I think so, Angel. And I was saying this, and I'm not going to get off your subject, but I think he is because I think he wants to be. And I just know the guy, I know how committed he is, how much he loves it. He's the son of a coach down in Houston, all that stuff. But this is a day right now in an era right now, Angelo, where we've got the greatest athletes we've ever seen playing this game, and a lot of them are playing quarterback. And so they're just bigger, stronger, faster than we've ever seen them before, and they can do more than we've ever seen. And we're kind of looking at the evolution of the whole position, watching Lamar Jackson, you know, watching some of these guys play now. And it's entertaining, but it is also very difficult to defend, and that's kind of where I think Jalen is right now.
Is Hurts a better quarterback than Carson Wentz?
I think he's more coachable, and I think he has better leadership skills than Carson. He doesn't want to hear that, but I think he connects with people better, and you can coach him harder. Like, he's had his battles with Nick Sirianni. Not battles, but I mean, he's had his things where you got to do this, not what you want to do. This is what we want you to do. I mean, just those kind of coaching player type of situations. I think he's better at it right now.
Great. All right. The defensive player of the week is Darius Slay. Here's some numbers for you. He covered Justin Jefferson straight up 6 times. Jefferson had 1 catch. Slay had 2 interceptions. You watched that. Could you break that down for us? How is Slay so successful against a great player like Justin Jefferson?
Well, just knowing Slay, Angelo, honestly, when the schedule came out, I'll bet he started watching Justin Jefferson film probably that day, knowing that they're going to see Minnesota in the home opener. And just started because he's an elite route runner, this Justin Jefferson. He's got a plan to get open. He's got a plan after the catch. But like his first interception, that's not a normal reaction to sit on that route like that, because if you sit and he goes by you, you're beat badly. But there's something about whether it was a route, the down the distance, like he was in his hip the whole day. And nobody is. This guy is an elite guy. He has the ability to have subtle change in directions without losing speed. And not everybody can do that. And Slay wasn't fooled by any of it. And so, you know, if he could catch Angelo, he would have had 4 interceptions, but he can't catch very well. So, you know, we'll give him credit for the 2.
All right, but here's the thing. Let's do a little coaching here, Brian, because there's a guy on the Commanders named Terry McLaurin who has burned the Eagles consistently.
Sure has.
Are you using the same strategy Sunday that you did Monday night and then putting Slay on their best receiver?
Well, he's a different player, but I – so – just the history of Darius Slay, Angelo, like all he wants to do is take your best receiver on. And he knows he's going to get beat. It's going to happen. Great throws, perfect routes, all that stuff can happen. But his mindset is, I'm going to get the next one. And so he lives for this. He loves for a guy. Now, Terry McLaurin is a really good player, but they got Jahan Dotson. They've got some other players that are really, really good. But I think you're going to see a lot of him on Slay on Sunday. And, you know, the way that the defensive backs played in general, because Bradbury was really good and Maddox was really good and Kazir White was good, I believe it really influenced Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator, to really change his approach. Because I've never seen him as aggressive as he was on Monday night getting after Kirk Cousins, which led to some of the interceptions.
Yeah.
And I think his belief and confidence that they could handle those guys, Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson, Osborne, like he changed his approach because he thought these guys can really hold up on the back end.
Absolutely. Only one other thing here before I get your pick, Bri. I'm not pleased with the way they're using the rookie Jordan Davis. He's not getting that. He's getting like a third of the snaps. Even after his first game. Where
21
he was,
snaps. 21 snaps.
21, 22 the week before.
Yeah.
Are they playing him enough? Isn't he having a bigger impact in the middle of that line than they're giving him credit for right now?
He's learning. So sometimes, okay. You know, these guys got to find out. Like, they're not really sure where the ball's going sometimes. You know, he hasn't really affected the passing game very much so far. I was down in Miami for their scrimmage this summer. It was hotter than Hades down there, humid. I was impressed by how hard the kid works. He doesn't take any plays off. He works really hard. I think he's in pretty good shape for being 350. He just has to learn the game. It takes a while for these guys to figure out all the formations and the play actions and, you know, a lot of stuff that they got to learn. I think he's just in that phase right now.
Fair enough. If I hear that from Baldy, I back right off for you because the guy knows a hell of a lot more than I do. Baldy, Sunday, Eagles at Washington. Who do you like in that game?
I like the Eagles, Angela. I know the history of these teams is it usually comes down to about a field goal for the most times. But I like the Eagles in the game. I think they're a better team, but, I mean, Carson's thrown 7 touchdown passes already, Angela. Like, he's throwing the ball really well right now. Now, he might throw one or two up, you know, for Darius Slay to go get, and that'd be a good thing. But he's playing really good football right now.
All right. Well, we got a whole bunch of people going down to boo him, Baldy, but you're the best. I am in constant awe of your ability to break down football, Baldy. It's always an honor to have you on.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, Angelo.
Brian,
have a great day. Thanks.
Brian Baldy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.